Hello, it's the 28th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An unidentified man who found a big bag of cannabis outside a house used by drug dealers was told by Beds Police to bring it into the station. No officers were dispatched to assist him, neither were there any relevant questions asked when the bag was submitted. The story was laid at a delivery and beating crime meeting on the 21st of October, where PCC Festus Ankimbusawai reminded officers that police response times were provided to him on a regular basis. In response, Gary Forsyth, the Beds Police Chief Constable, highlighted a new five-tier system of call prioritisation, which went into effect as of the 1st of October, replacing a two-tier process. It is hoped that the response times and outcomes will improve in order to prevent big bag incidents from occurring in the future. They be good men is the motto of the Bedford School off De Paris Avenue, one of the best and most exclusive boys' schools in the county. To attend with full boarding, parents must shell out £8,000 for those in Year 5, climbing to just under £12,000 for the sixth form. As part of their community care initiative, Busy Bees is offering a free childcare for up to 12 weeks at its Elster location to help families with limited financial options. The scheme targets families with children under 5 years old, Operations Director Louise Copson stated. The initiative is our way of giving back to the local community and supporting families when they need it most. Leading up to Halloween, Bedford's families can participate in a fun activity. Galoni's Ice Cream Parlour in the arcade will provide a map to locate 12 creatures hidden in shop windows in the town centre. Find all 12 and receive an ice cream treat. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.